Hey, welcome to the Everything SEO podcast. I'm Michaela, a stay-at-home mom of three who just happens to be in love with everything related to SEO, blogging, marketing, coffee, and we're shedding light into the many mystifying corners of search engine optimization and what that means for us service providers, small business owners, and bloggers. We're going to ditch the do-it-all narrative surrounding SEO and really sit down and craft strategies that are sustainable, but still get us those first page results. Now let's get cozy, grab your fave sweater and a cup of tea, and let's talk everything SEO. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Everything SEO. I am excited to get back and recording. I know I did last week, but I took a break not too long ago. And honestly, the podcast is just such a brain dump for me. And it feels good to get that information out there and shared. And it's also great that you're able to walk away from listening to an episode and be like, yes, I know what to do with my SEO now. But now that the little bit's over, today I want to talk about why your blog isn't ranking on Google and what you can do about it. We're just going to talk about the three main reasons that I see, and I see them commonly, and most business owners and bloggers don't identify them as a problem because they don't seem like a quote-unquote problem to begin with. And we're going to dive straight into it because I feel like there's a lot of content, or well, there's a lot of information to cover for each of them, and I don't want to take up an entire hour of your day. All right, so this first one, and I always hear like, this shouldn't be a problem, but it is. And it can be in the way it impacts. It's not necessarily that Google's like, oh, this is not valuable information, so we're not going to rank it. It's more of it just drops your user experience. So a blog post that has better user experience is going to outrank you for that topic. All right. So number one, you're giving too much and now your audience is in information overload. So I was reading a really good resource the other day from Lauren from Entrepreneur Academic, and she was talking about cognitive load, which is very obviously pretty important if you're making like courses, which is what she does. But it also comes over to our content. And we have to remember the cognitive load of our readers and not to put our readers into cognitive overload because our information is not going to retain and they're not going to be able to step away from our content and take action or really take that information in and be like, okay, this is great information. Instead, they're just going to be sitting there and brain freeze and just think, oh my God, what comes next? What do I do with this information now? Like, this is just so much. And that is terrible for your user experience. And like, you got to give value, but there is such a thing as giving too much. And if you feel like you've created this really valuable blog post, but it's still not ranking, even if there's like not a lot of competition, then it's maybe possible that you've given way too much. And now your audience just doesn't know what to do next. And this one's hard kind of to find a solution because you're like, what do I take away? Because you feel like, and as experts in our field and in our industry, it can feel so hard to pull information out. We're like, but this feels so relevant. And here's the solution. You're going to break it up. Instead of having like one super, super long, super detailed blog post, you're going to break it up. You're going to make a content cluster out of it. So you're going to take that one blog post and maybe it needs to be two, or maybe it needs to be three, or maybe it needs to be five, like if it's just an in-depth topic. And places where you can identify to like kind of break it up is not necessarily different concepts, because I mean, it can be different concepts, but it doesn't have to be. It could be, does this topic need a definition? And you have the definition in the blog post, and that definition is taking three paragraphs. Okay, maybe that definition could actually be a what is blog post about this topic. So, for example, blogging. Blogging is a huge topic and there's so many like nuances in it. So if I said how to start a blog, it is very possible that my blog post could be 4,000 to 5,000 words easily, just telling you how to start a blog and like all like everything between the technical stuff, setting it up, actually writing. But what I could do is I could pull it apart. So instead of giving all this information in one, is I would pull out what is blogging, or and then how to start a blog for specific people. So like maybe how to start a blog for photographers, or maybe how to grow your blog, because I'm sure I have marketing in that ultimate guide somewhere. So I'd pull out and do how to market your blog versus how to actually build a blog, how to set up your blog backend. So there's a lot of different blog posts that you can create from one blog. Or say you're making one for like your favorite email sequence. Like this is the email sequence to sell your digital products. Great. Now this is technically like this email sequence is technically an evergreen email sequence. Setting up evergreen emails is a topic in itself, and there's so many different things in there. So instead of spending 3 or 4 paragraphs telling about evergreen emails, instead you're going to step aside and make another blog post. And then if you listen to last week's episode about internal backlinking, this is where it comes in handy. Instead of adding that content into your original post, or whenever you pull that content out of the original post and create your own post, you're going to go back to the original post and backlink it so that they're talking to each other. You're showing that connection. This is going to improve your user experience and how much information your readers can actually retain from the blog post that you're writing, which, you know, when they're able to retain that information, you can actually step aside and say, okay, they're going to trust you more. And they're going to trust the information that you're providing with them because you're giving them what you told them you were going to give. All right. So number two, and this one's pretty common, especially like if your blog and like your actual business is very personal brand. And so you're taking a very like personable approach. But number two is you have skipped structure and now Google and your audience doesn't know how to read your content. All right. There is a reason when you go to specific websites and the headers are kind of bland. Like every now and again, you get a few fun words thrown in there and it's got a little bit of personality, which is awesome. But especially that title that you're going to see on Google, maybe not on the actual website because those can be different things, but the title you see and then that first header are typically pretty like traditional, like a how to or why and stuff like that. And that is because they are telling Google that these two topics or this topic is what this blog post is about. And unfortunately, while our audience really loves that personable approach, and Google is getting better at like interpreting our personalities, but we have to take a more direct approach to tell them what's going on in this blog post. And that's exactly what structure does. And it also tells Google the hierarchy of the information. And it is not just Google. It's not just Google. It's also your readers. You're telling your readers, you're breaking it up into smaller portions for them to read and consume. So it also goes into that user experience. And this is a pretty easy fix for the most part, because it could just be adding H2s and H3s, very clear H2 and H3s into your content. And if you're like, well, I really don't want that vibe, it just feels too strict for my brand, you can still get very personal in your H3s. Honestly, the only one that you have to be like super strict about is your SEO title. And that's what you're giving to Google. That's the title that Google's going to show. And then your H2. Your H2 is pretty important. Your first H2. But otherwise, you can kind of get a little bit more creative. All right. Now, finally, number three, you don't have a strategy. And now there's nothing to rank you for. So knowing best practices and having a strategy in place are two different things, because you can make some really amazing blog posts and put in two best practices, but if they have no relation to each other, there's not like an overall strategy on like how this is talking to your other content and how this is like interacting with your business and your offers, they're not going to know what to do with you. They're not going to know who would benefit from your content. They're not going to know where to place your content. And you're just going to be all over the place. And unfortunately, it's not good for ranking on Google. So this kind of goes into all of them, but you have to just think of Google as kind of like your socially awkward BFF that has a really hard time picking up on those like social cues. And you have to give her a little nudge every now and again. That's what all these are doing. You're giving Google those little nudges, those little social cues, so that they know what the heck you're talking about and who you're serving and why you're doing it and like why they should even trust you. So that's kind of what you're doing here. And when you fix these three things, you really improve your chances of ranking on Google. Now, that's not to say like you're guaranteed a spot, because other people might, you know, there's a huge world out there. So it's all about going from the bottom up. So maybe you're tackling your strategy first, and then maybe then you're structuring out your content. And then you look at your content and you're like, okay, this might be too much. Is this something that my audience can truly read and consume and walk away with something valuable or with their problem solved or by knowing something? Because those are the main reasons why people search stuff is they're trying to solve a problem. They want to learn how to do something, or they need to know why they need to do something, which I guess all kind of ties into solving some sort of a problem. But anyway, so I hope you're able to walk away with some good information on how to start breaking up your content a little bit, how to make it a little bit more user-friendly, and just some potential reasons on how to like self-audit your content to make it better for not only your readers, but also for ranking on Google. And maybe in the future, we can talk a little bit more about that cognitive load so that you can be a little bit more intentional with the content you're creating and how you're creating it, because that is a huge part of creating high value content that's going to rank on Google, especially with all the content out here in the world. But until next week. But anyways, it was great to hop on here today. And if you have any questions, as always, just go ahead and head over to Instagram and DM me at kamamama.co. And if you are like, man, I would love to have your eyes on my content, you can book a one-on-one strategy call using the link in the show notes. This is where we can essentially just spend an hour talking about whatever you need to talk about. So your blog strategy, your blog structure, your previous content, content that you want to create in the future, or maybe just some SEO things that you need some help with. It's all about you. So if you want to do that, the link is down below. I'd love to talk to you. And that's it for today. Talk to you next week. As always, I hope you are able to learn at least one new thing today and how you can apply it to your own business or blog. Thanks for listening to this episode of Everything SEO. Don't forget to hit follow so you don't miss the next episode. It's a goodie. And check the show notes for everything we talked about today. And come connect with me on Instagram at kamamama.co if you have any questions or thoughts you want to share. Talk soon.